This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. We'll start with low-wage workers losing ground in this terrible year we've just had. This is from Amnesty International's latest annual report on the state of the world's human rights. Marketplace's Samantha Fields reports.
It's the same story in much of the world. The people who make the least have been hit the hardest by the pandemic. And, says Netsanit Belai at Amnesty International,
in many countries, those working in the gig economy, those working as cleaners, seasonal workers, were completely left out of any relief package introduced by governments.
And Belai says that has exacerbated income inequality around the world. In the U.S., low-wage workers have also lost the most in the pandemic, says Molly Kinder at the Brookings Institution. But
there has been a robust policy response to try to extend a safety net to workers with the least. Typically, our safety net does not catch these gig workers, but in this pandemic recession, there was a very careful effort to include them.
Still, the pandemic has exacerbated extreme inequities in the U.S. That, Kinder says, will require more permanent solutions. I'm Samantha Fields for Marketplace.